Wild Wild West.
Dude, Hollywood Nights, Polly, bye.
Damn, no, dude, you fucked up.
I'm fucking like, hammered. You're fucking, I'm absolutely hammered.
You ain't New Year's Anderson Cooper. You're New Year's Anderson Coop.
My goal was to keep it together, to have it completely under the radar.
I'm not trying to like claim good ones, but I'm New Year's fucking Don Lemon. Called it. Called it. You're New Year's Anderson Coop. Nate's fucking just Nate. Nate, nobody's been hornier since they've gotten to LA.
It's crazy.
Not in a heterosexual horniness. Look at it. Look at the glass he's using. What is that?
No. Come on.
No, we're not using those same glasses.
Nate, we got to show the truth, bro.
And the shorts, bro.
Zesty, bro.
These are free shorts, and I love them. And I'm
like, why are you? What's
free? Who gave them to your sugar daddy?
It was guys, a fine gentleman.
Guys, let's get serious.
Let's get serious. There's so much serious stuff going on in the world today.
Seriously, man.
Nate. Wow, wow, Wes.
Let's start.
Nah, this is good. Yeah, we're wrong.
This is devastating.
Matt's cooped up.
I'm completely.
You're Silver Fox Anderson Cooper.
I'm CIA asset Anderson Cooper. Vanderbilt, fully Vanderbilt right now.
You're Vandy.
Dude, three spicy margaritas will turn you into a Vanderbilt asset. Yo,
three margaritas.
Wow, wow, Wes.
It was so intense that it led us into a discussion about how gay Freud is. And we were like, Freud must have been in a pool like this once and been like, everyone wants to do that. Because everyone did want to do that. Everyone watched him float around with his gigantic Iranian babe mom.
Hello.
A threat.
No. To paint the picture, to be totally fair, the kid's mom was hot as fuck. It was undeniable. The kid's mom
she had a fucked up face though. She had a full on cat face.
She had the bimbo build.
Hold on. All women are like, not all women, but a lot of women are going completely artificial.
She was AI.
He had a cyborg mom. He had an AI mom.
He had an AI mom. Fake tits.
He had a Grok mom.
Fake tits. A face. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Mom. We didn't have to deal with Grok moms. Imagine if your mom had lip fillers. If your mom had all, you know, your mom was, you know, upgrades. What are you going to do? You're a boy. You're a boy attaching to supernormal stimuli.
I was obsessed with my mom anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
And she was just...
Hello.
This is crazy.
We can say that. My mom knows I'm joking.
For sure.
She knows.
We had classic moms.
Yeah, with classic
these,
moms.
These 8-year-old, these potentially 10-year-old boys are dealing with moms who are and under the knife. And moms Pornhub. Under the knife.
Pornhub and then... Grok mom.
It's not his fault.
And Grok mom's also willing to let you rub her inner thigh.
Yes, we saw that.
Rubbing the inner thigh.
No, it was true. That's
an odd thing.
We're not exaggerating.
It for real would have been disgusting if it was a adult couple.
Yes.
You'd have been like, man, this fucking couple's like.
Yo, for real, get a room.
Get a room.
It was get a room status.
I think she would have let. Us get in there, you know?
You know what? That's unfortunate.
Lemaire, that was the thought that was torturing me the whole day.
Lemaire, that's the excitement about the whole thing.
Let's go asset for asset for this 8-year-old boy.
Shit.
Yeah, we might
be breaking even on that.
Wow, wow, Wes.
I was beefing them. He kissed my wife's hand.
Buster
Ryan. But although that's being a gentleman for sure. I can't deny that.
Hold on. How about this? In the green room, I heard Buster Rhymes outside of the green room. Like, I'm not going in there unless he invites me. It's a man's. And I was like, I overheard that. And I was like, fucking definitely invite him.
Get the fuck in.
Fucking Buster Rhymes.
Nice. His performance too was for real, like,
yeah,
unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
He demanded the crowd get activated. Yeah, that's a better word. Which was very nice.
I would say commanded.
Yes.
I would say he commanded the crowd.
And then he did try to command your wife, and your wife was a good, faithful soldier.
She was.
Wild Wild West.
We're at the after party, and we're sitting there. There was a giant fence. LaMare and Nate were smoking weed behind the fence. I heard them back there. I smelled what they were doing. Knocked on the fence. I said, what are you guys doing back there? No answer. So I took all the tissues in my pocket from all night. I had like 40 tissues in my pocket, and I threw them over the fence.
It was like a full
they
snowball.
They all landed on LaMare's head. Just luck of the draw.
Yeah, you sunk my battleship.
100%
sunk
his battleship. I guess. I was like, F7.
That's perfect battleship.
Toss him over, sunk LaMare. And Nate, honestly, it was pretty admirable.
It was me going full bro.
Yep. Yeah. Nate, excuse me, sorry about that. Nate, sticking to the bro code, LaMare.
Because LaMare went, what was that?
LaMare was pissed.
Yeah.
LaMare, I was already pissed about you calling him simp, but he goes, LaMare pissed off, understandably, it was a bunch of fucking tissues. I don't know what I did in these, they were snotted up. I fucking threw them over the head. LaMare goes, what the fuck? And Nate goes, and
LaMare. Damn, they were used?
Wow, wow, Wes.
After us.
Wait, what?
Holy shit.
Yo.
Thank you, LaMare.
Yo.
Thank you, LaMare. I needed that.
Damn,
I needed somebody to take the heat off of me. LaMare's the ultimate bro. He's paying me back for last night.
Why are your feet like that? What are you doing?
My feet?
Yes,
you're pigeon-toed, bro.
While you're telling stories,
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
I swear to God, you're going like this while you're talking.
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
Fucking crazy. I know Nate's, we were joking earlier about you being zesty as soon as you got to LA.
Nate is thick and bow-legged, bro. Nate is a fucking hood prize, bro.
Oh, no.
Nate, when I see you in shorts like this, it's like, yo, he is definitely a black dude from fucking Reading. Like, you could see him on Frankfurt Ave. You would see this guy walking down the street.
Nate, can I see you blow bubblegum and pop it real quick?
Oh, this is dope.
Nate, we're just having fun.
I need more vodka.
Nate,
can I have vodka? Fun.
A little more vodka.
A little more vodka, please.
Give him a different cup.
Wow, wow, Wes.
Dude, I hit the hello right up top. Hello.
Nah, man, it was real.
The only thing that makes me nervous is doing like corny stuff.
Yeah.
That's when I get nervous. Like when I walk out there and you see the teleprompter and it's like, what? It's incredible to be around so many amazing athletes here. Like, I can't read that.
No.
Without being like, come
dude,
on.
Dude, that's your blazing sword of truth.
People mistake it for just being totally inept, which they that's, might. There's something. There's something there.
That's haters, bro. It was, hold on, time out. Was it inept? It wasn't.
It was not inept.
It was a multi-dimensional performance.
Thank you, brother.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I was so happy to get Brittany on there. So nice. And man, I will say this, and this is just, I want to say this publicly.
For sure.
When I saw the videos of you laughing, it meant the world to me. That's like genuinely support.
It was
like
pure
how
joy.
Nice is that to see your boy laughing like that?
When it, you're like, it was
damn.
It was unbridled
damn,
joy.
Damn, he loves me. Yes, yes. For real, though.
When we started doing the joke, I exited frame because I was holding my face. I was I can't keep it together. And when the whole room of people bought in to Brittany being a four-time WNBA champion. It's first
four-time.
Of all, is anyone done that?
Wow, wow, Wes.
Bro, I don't want to say it this way, but I think my ass is buoyant.
It is.
It's not. It's not.
It's not.
I think my ass might be buoyant.
We've had a discussion about this. You have developed an unk. You've unked out into a dog ass.
Although, I will say.
I was born this way.
I don't know. Dude, I think it's an African-American high-sodium diet. His ass flies. His ass was like a Spanish sail. Just fucking flying.
He's a man-o-war. He literally looks like a Portuguese man-o-war. He tried to push off the wall one of the times he took off. One of the things, Nate doesn't use his legs to swim. So his legs go straight and they just float immediately. He took off from the wall. He pushed off from the wall. His legs immediately almost went, he scorpioned out on a push off.
That's aerodynamic.
It's not.
Yeah, it's no. There's no way.
You're
that
a poor
is.
Swimmer, but that's all right. You eventually conquered it and won.
I mean that was kind
that was
of
awesome.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
No one believed in me when I pulled that off.
Everybody believed in you the whole time. We're like, bro, it's for real. You can do it.
It's also not the first time an entire pool centered around your swimming activities.
Everybody like, loves on. Your swimming activities. Yeah,
we all believe in you, Nate.
No, also, no one believes in me.
The
reason I know no one believes in me is because when I submerged on the other side, I got an applause break from the entire pool, which was
that great. Happens. Everybody was hyped.
We were
excited you achieved your potential.
Yeah. It's like, what's that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr., The Radio?
I'm Radio. I'm a special needs guy.
Yo, Radio, when you wear shorts for real, you look retarded. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen you in shorts. Bro, you fucking keep wearing pants. This is crazy.
I didn't pack enough clothes for how long this weekend
bro,
was.
This is crazy what you're up to. No, can we all agree for, you know, council?
B-Dub's council.
You got to wear pants. You got to wear pants. This is too much.
Wow, wow, Wes.
Come on, Matt.
If you were white, that'd be fine.
I'm 5'6". 5'7".
That's no excuse.
Yeah, I told you not to give him anything. I'm 5'6". 5'7". I'm in no position to criticize anyone's body, but...
Now, your calves are crazy. Hold on. Let's set the record straight. Calves are crazy.
As a big fat guy, you do get jacked calves.
Yeah, the support columns, for real.
The support columns are out of control. That, like, if I went down, people would be like, it's fake. The support columns are too strong. It's literally impossible. They tried to blow it up in 93. It's literally impossible. This is a good, you know what? Fuck them. Hit them with just a full drunk podcast. Fucking see what happens.
Wow, wow, Wes.
I'm sure.
Four times?
WNBA, I'm sure there's some chicks that have been for real, like several.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm Deanna Taurasi was probably
four times.
Fucking like 20 times.
Lisa Leslie.
Yeah. They were probably since the inception of the league. Yeah, for
Twin
sure.
Twin Towers.
They probably had a million LeBrons, like, for the WNBA.
No, but the NBA has that, too.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Since, like, whenever the WNBA really started till now, the NBA also probably has had that many times All-Stars. Like, Kevin Durant, like...
That's my thing. I have no beef with women's sports, but it's
no,
like,
of course not.
Be real. If you like them, but don't pretend to be like, oh yeah, I know who that person is.
Yes,
that was the funniest part of it. People but being like, yeah, for sure.
You could have hit them with a couple other sports. You could have been like 10-time All-Star, NHL legend Matt McCusker, and they would have been like, for sure.
Cusker, Gretzky. Yeah, Gretzky, McCusker.
Yeah, same guy. You could be NHL, but WNBA, the only reason to make fun of the WNBA was like ESPN and all these, they've been pushing, you know what I mean?
The ESPYs converted me. I was like, I love women's sports now.
Yeah.
I watched the ESPYs. I was like, yeah, women's sports fucking rule.
I was raised on women's sports.
You were.
And I got to tell you guys, I fucking loved women's basketball.
I know.
Wow, wow, Wes.
Yeah, all right. Here's the topic of the day. Here's the thing we need
let's
to talk. Focus on.
Let's get down to business.
Let's talk brass tacks. We were hanging out at the pool earlier and we watched a boy 69 with his mom.
Yo, that was for real, like, disturbing.
It was crazy. There was I don't want to assume any ethnicity there. What would you have guessed?
No, it was. I don't have to guess. I literally saw it. It was a Middle Eastern boy,
some type of
having sex with his mom.
I was trying
mom.
To pinpoint it. That kid, you're being generous with 8. That kid was
12,
10.
Not 12.
I think he might have been close to 10, dude. He was big. He was like
9.
He was 6'5".
He wasn't double ditch. He wasn't double. He was still in the Garden of Eden. He was humping his mom.
He was. He didn't. It was on her.
That was on her.
Obviously, that was nuts.
We were at the pool today, and there was. I had a reference Grok. I was like, Grok, is it cool? I asked Grok.
Jesus Christ.
No, for real. There was a kid today at the pool. This is brass tacks.
This is brass tacks.
We were at the pool today. We were chilling. We were just recouping. We were chilling, having some fucking pina coladas out of a coconut.
By the way, virgin pina coladas. No one is fucked up. But I'll tell you who was fucked up. That giant titted mom. And I'm not going to, you know, I don't
That was a clash of cultures.
That was a culture clash.
For real, it was, to be fair, we're at the pool. There was a Middle Eastern lady, and she had her maybe 9-year-old son, if we're being generous, like rapidly humping her leg. And we all had to just
switching
sit there.
Positions.
He was switching positions. I think that kid invented sex.
He literally invented sex. Enough that everybody else at the pool was making eye contact going.
It was fucked up.
Bro, are you seeing this?
It was.
And then everyone would kind of look over it, and his mom was laying, I swear to God, legs spread on a fucking folding chair. Dude. While the sun was. Smashing, bro.
Humping her leg. Humping, like, literally up and down. Grok was like...
Grok was like, yeah.
Middle Eastern culture. I asked Grok. I was like, Grok, what's up with this? Why is it, like, a thing, like, Middle Eastern cultures with a mom? Is there, like, a thing that I'm missing as, like, a, you know, European guy? And Grok was like, yeah, they're a little more, like, fluid in terms of, like, affection. But if you see something that triggers your, like, sensibilities, you should report it to the staff. And I was like, I'm not going to tell the lady who's bringing us margaritas that a Middle Eastern boy is humping his mom.
The whole staff was Persian. They would have been like, oh.
You're saying Middle Eastern culture is free use.
It was. That's honestly.
No, but I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I don't want to be like, hey, what I do is what you should do. But I was like, Grok, isn't it kind of universal that, like, if you're...
Don't hump your mom.
If you have a boner from your mom, isn't that universally frowned upon? And Grok was like, dude, if you see something troublesome, talk to the staff.
Grok,
and I was
Grok
like,
was like Hitler,
talk to the big titty Latina that's serving me drinks.
Well, you said it, Grok. Honey, it was Grok. Grok told me to talk to her.
Wow, wow, Wes.
I was a water boy for a women's basketball team. I loved women's basketball my whole life.
Who can say the same?
I doubt anybody. How many other dudes' dads are still coaching women's basketball?
Not a lot.
Phil might have 5 state championship rings. He might be the Phil Jackson of volunteer assistant girls high school basketball coaches.
He's Gino Auriemma.
He really is. And he'll tell you. You said my dad watches women's basketball a lot. Yeah. I'll come in and be like, what the fuck are you watching? He's like, it's a better sport.
It's pure.
And there is an argument.
Wow, wow, Wes.
No, it was for real. No, it was really like troubling my heart. I was like, this isn't right. This kid, the mom was laying. First of all, the way the mom was laying, I was like, this is crazy.
If the mom was laying without a boy humping her, that would have been.
That was enough.
That would have been crazy.
That was enough for like, how about a towel?
Dude, TBH, her pussy was out.
Lemaire. It wasn't out, but
y'all saw mom pussy this morning?
Yes, you were too busy ass up. Swimming like a fucking shrimp, dude.
Nate, I was giving it my best.
You Nate, swim like a
you
scrimp.
Are the crawl daddy.
Yes.
Nate
crawl
was swimming.
Daddy. Nate never swims like this. This is his ass. That's how he floats through the water.
He it's tries, like Jaws.
It's yeah.
You see Nate's
fin.
Ass. You go dun dun yep. dun 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 dun.
The fins out.
Wow, wow, Wes.
Some fun jokes at the ESPYs. You're literally missing the point. We're having fun.
I wish.
Which
I
brings
was,
me to the next point, dude. The View.
I wish I was watching The View. I know we're having fun right now.
I just wish, John
I was
Hamm
watching The View. So that I could understand comedy the way Joy Behar does. You know, hilarious comedian Joy Behar? What was that one joke she told that everyone likes? Never once, ever? But yeah. No, I get it. They didn't like it. It wasn't for them. If they liked it, I would have been like, oh, that sucked.
Yeah, that would have been weird. Not,
you are Whoopi, dude.
It's literally not for the ladies of The View. Like, literally.
It's specifically designed for them to go, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's crazy they never have like any kind of like, you know what, actually, I kind of saw the nuance in it. It's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're here to not like things.
Yeah, but like why though? You got to ask yourself.
No, but they love like Hamilton.
Hamilton sucks. Good.
I will say,
yo,
I will say, hold
Whoopi.
On, time out.
He is Whoopi.
Time out. I did cry. I cried at the end of Hamilton. I'll be honest. Look, I cried at the end of Hamilton.
Fellas,
I did.
Fellas, if I saw
his fucking son die, dude.
If I saw his Hamilton. Son died.